I think the hack teaches us an important lesson, which is the risk that corporate America is a soft underbelly for attacks from outside. And I think, you know, you had the president basically calling out Sony for being cowardly, saying it was a mistake to pull the film. He wishes they'd called him before doing that. But the thing is, it's not Sony's job to project American strength to the North Koreans, and it's not Sony's job to discourage further attacks that are likely to come on companies other than Sony by showing that attacks won't be successful. That is the job of the government. But one unconventional thing I actually think the government should do is I think they should seize the interview by eminent domain and release it. It's a non-traditional use of eminent domain, but you can use eminent domain on intangible property. It would be for a bona fide public use, which is to demonstrate that if you perpetuate an attack for the purpose of preventing a release of a movie, you will fail. It's clear. It seems to me that probably the last thing Kim Jong-un wants is for people to see this movie so the government can take it and air it on PBS and put it on government websites, show it in post offices. But basically, I think it is, you need some sort of response from the government that shows that this attack will not achieve its objectives. We can't rely on Sony to do that. And then we have to think also more broadly, if other attacks like this happen, probably for a less frivolous purpose than this, what are we doing to ensure that there is a response that responds to these proportionally and discourages those attacks? Because we can't rely on the companies themselves to undertake responses when they are attacked in a way that is important to the country.